Good evening. My name's Pete Russo. I live at 2859 Bowers Beach Road in Bowers, Delaware. I believe you said it all, Mr. Lang. We're requesting an approval to replace the docks and build a small restaurant at this site. The building most likely would seat, we would expect 75 to 100, but no more. Restaurant would be seasonal, mostly probably from March through November. The restaurant would be modeled after a restaurant I have in Bowers Beach called JP's Wharf, and is a seafood restaurant. We have been in business for 20 years now. We now employ 15 people at that site. The docks, originally, you might have, I'm not sure which plan we have. Docks were originally designed to have 50 slips. Natural Resources has really given us a lot of opposition to that, and we have reduced that number more than half. What we're seeking now are 12 slips for larger vessels, 35 to 40 feet, and an area of dock, running dock, 460 feet on Cedar Creek. Those docks would now, the original plan was to rent slips, multiple slips, created an income there. With the reduction, there's no way. There's not an economic value to having the docks that we have is not going to generate that big a revenue. We would like to have some docks there, hopefully to help pay for themselves and then facilitate the restaurant, get people transient boats. Some other ideas that we do have are to work with the Nature Center with an eco tour, nature tours on the Missipillion River. We've been working with Gary Emery from Milford Parks. They're very willing to work with us there, downtown Milford area. Again, docks have been greatly reduced. The restaurant would be a small facility. The site historically has had a restaurant at the end of County Road 203. There was a place there called the Lighthouse Restaurant, which is now the Nature Center. There's a fish market that's permitted there. The Nature Center's there. We feel as if this would make a nice addition to that area. Historically, it has been a commercial area. Our site has had businesses licensed on it in the past. I think what we're looking for is the restaurant, the docks. Without this approval, I do believe our efforts are pretty much done. That site will not be developed to house anything. We do believe it will be an asset to the town of Slaughter's Beach, city of Milford. I don't know of too many people that don't always talk about going to the old lighthouse. It was a very popular place. Mismanaged, but popular. This will create tourism to the area, help maybe accentuate the Nature Center, definitely create jobs, tax revenue.
All right, sir.
And I guess you did. We have drawings of the restaurant.
So we have. Yes, we have.
We've got everything, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, those might be altered also, depending on the size of the building that we're allowed to build.
All right, sir. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we see if anybody has any questions for you? Okay, we'll start with Mr. Burton.
What is the proposed square footage of the restaurant here?
I want to say the building was somewhere roughly around 2,500 square feet. I know with our place in Bowers, the big draw is the deck. The actual interior square footage is relatively small as compared to the open air deck area that we'll be serving on. That seems to be the big draw. And with this being seasonal, that's where people want to be. They want to be outside. They want to see the water. They want to watch the boats go by. That seems to be the biggest part of this building would probably be the decks. But to answer your question, I want to say 2,500 square feet. And it might be smaller than that.
Okay. But your hours of operation, it looks like there's a bar here, so the hours of operation would be?
I would assume our operations at our facilities in Bowers, we're open from 3 to 9, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We open at 11, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we do close, we do stop serving those evenings, Friday and Saturday at 10, and on Sundays at 8, we stop serving.
Food and booze?
Yes. Yes, we do not, our location in Bowers is not a bar. We do serve alcohol, but we don't bill ourselves as a bar. And if we can use that model, that business model for this, that's kind of what we'd like to do. In the past, history with Miss Pillion and the Lighthouse Restaurant, it seemed like the bar trade hurt that business, and I would rather cater to the residents of Slaughter's Beach and City of Milford, serving steam seafood and giving them a place to, you know, a beautiful place to visit and for a little while.
I do. How many parking spaces if you get this building? I mean, what is the number? Are the parking spaces figured for a restaurant the same way they figured for Mr. Witzel's?
It's a different calculation. A restaurant's one space per 50 square feet of patron area. That'll include all the decking that's got seating capacity, all the restaurant seating capacity, the foyer entry does not calculate the area behind the serving. Not saying a bar, but a lot of places have the bar so you can go sit at the bar, but it's not really a...
Looks like
it's still a restaurant.
We got 14.
That area, inside that area doesn't count, and coolers don't count, and bathrooms don't count, and kitchen doesn't count. It's just the area for the patrons. So it's one per 50.
It looks like they've got 14 20 by 40 stalls for boat trailers, 32 10 by 20s for cars, and then 16 15 by 20s for handicap parking stalls. So whatever that works out to be, 52 spaces right now.
Yeah, we'd have to know what the square footage of the area being utilized was, but it would have to be calculated, and they have to base their design on that capacity.
And regardless of what happens, you have to conform to the ordinance.
Right.
Correct. And the only way to get around that would be to get a lesser number at a minimum, not a large number, but a minimum would be to the Board of Adjustment for a variance in a parking requirement through a public hearing process.
The application was written for restaurant and marina. Are you going to have a marina office?
We're not so sure this is going to be. I mean, the state's going to classify this as a marina. I believe anything over 5 slips, they call a marina. In the original plan, we would have to have an office. This would be a pretty busy place to have 50 boats. With us having 12 slips and then running docks, and those running docks being for eco-tour boats, commercial boats, transient boats, I'm not so sure that, I mean, there's going to be someone, you know, to receive calls and look after it 24 hours. But as far as having someone on site, I'm not sure that's going to be required.
Will there be fuel?
No.
No fuel? No,
there's fuel available at the dry stack, the Cedar Creek. Yeah, there's fuel. The natural resources is very, the regulations for fuel are kind of hard, and we don't really see as that being a necessity, you know, having fuel with the dry stack having it.
Are you rebuilding the existing dock, or are you expanding?
We actually, we won't be, well, this would have been expanding on what was there.
The plan that we're looking at.
Yeah, what you have in front of you would have most likely been expanding on what was there. What we're proposing now with the 12 larger slips, and then just imagine these smaller boats being gone and that just being a running dock. From what historically, photographs and old permits, no, that would not be expanding on what was there. It would actually be a reduction in what was there. As far as slip numbers, as far as the area that it would encompass, no, it would be in the same area that's there now.
Do you have a permit to rebuild that existing?
No. No.
Does he need a permit to rebuild existing?
Well, that's part of the reason he's here, is he needs to get a conditional use first, and then he'll be dealing with DENREC as far as the rest of the permitting goes.
Just to add on to that, how long have you been dealing with DENREC and trying to get your approval?
10 years.
10 years for the...
10 years. I've been... Mr. Swain and I have been... We have spent countless hours, dollars, doing studies, prints, environmental. DENREC, this is, to them, this is a very environmentally sensitive area. They have tried to buy the site numerous times from Mr. Swain. It is not his wishes to sell it to the state. This is his idea, is to create something back at this site for the local people, for that area. I believe if selling was the issue, he could have done this a long time ago.
I thought it was a long time getting to planning and zoning.
Yeah. Perseverance, I hope.
How many employees do you think this will generate if it was approved?
Depending on the size, and I'm not, I don't want to seem like an expert at it, I think the property could employ 8 to 12 employees. The outlying, the docks with the eco tours and with the possibility with City of Milford and working with the Nature Center, if they'll work with us, we hope. I don't see why they wouldn't. The potential could be greater, not just for the restaurant, but for the site. I am a licensed captain, along with another four or five gentlemen that got their licenses, hoping that we could get these docks put in and start these eco tours and working with the city, and then possibly maybe some fishing charters, that type of thing.
An eco tour is a ride up the Mississippian. Is that what an eco tour is?
I want to say it's a glorified pontoon boat, and it's a ride up the Mississippian River. Gary Emery, they've already earmarked a location behind, I think, what used to be the old Milford fertilizer plant for a landing for the eco tour boat, which I think is across from the old Milford boatyard. So I mean, there have been some talks about doing that, but until there's a location, that's not going to happen.
Have you spoken to these two neighbors right here that are right on the edge of the existing road where all the crab traps are and everything? I mean, do you have any objection to this?
At this time, I have had no correspondence. I don't know. I don't see where this would be a detriment to the area. I can't see where it wouldn't be nothing but an improvement to the area. With the Nature Center and a fish market and a small restaurant, it would have to improve that little peninsula there. I know there's been some drama with the road, the bridge. I can't see where there's more people, more activity wouldn't bring more interest in that, rehabilitating that area. Historically, that was a real area there. I believe there was, a lot going on there. I've got photographs, historical photographs, the weakfish capital of the world. This was like the Mecca for fishing. Since then, that's, fish have gone. This has just went down. So this, I believe, could improve this area.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Well, mine's more of a comment than a question, and it relates back to what Mr. Mike was saying in terms of the amount of parking, because I realize we're dealing with a land use issue, not a site plan issue, but as I look at your rendition of your restaurant, I noticed there was seating for 190 people.
Yeah, it's like I said, that was a preliminary concept, and it's going to most likely be dramatically reduced. That's why I gave you a number of 75 to 100. It was, you know, a great expectation, but I don't see the septic. You know, I don't see that, you know, us having enough room for the septic for that size of facility. It's just not going to happen. Yeah. You know, if we're given approval, we're going to build what we can build if we can. That's what we're going to do the best we can with what we got.
So basically what we're looking at today, the information actually would be scaled down, because I'm hearing there'd be fewer slips than what are shown here.
This is
likelihood, fewer number of seating. Now I do note that you have car and trailer parking. Is that you have you're intending to have a launch site, or is that?
Well, again, I don't want to. That was one of the stipulations. Denrec did not want us having a boat ramp. So now both boat ramps are being removed. There were two boat ramps. They want us to remove both of them, which is not an argument on our side. And then boat trailer parking would disappear, and it'd just be regular parking.
Because you do, obviously, you're fully aware of the state boat launch that's just down the piece.
We did, and we didn't want to interfere with the state's boat ramp laws. We wanted to use the boat ramp for our larger vessels to maybe haul them out in the wintertime on site. They absolutely did not want that, and they've given us permission to use their ramp, you know, in lieu. They want us to take this ramp out. Why they want it out, we don't care. If you want it out, we'll take it out.
10 years from now, you want to be in business.
I have a question also. There, and maybe a statement too. There's parking at the lighthouse that is state parking. I don't know if that could, we can't figure that into.
There are some instances of shared parking in the county. Seeing as how much fun you've had with Denrec, I can only imagine what that would be like to negotiate a shared parking agreement with the state.
I don't want to make any waves.
It's up to you, but it's rare, but it has happened.
But also, Mr. Chairman, usually with a shared parking, it's because it's the parcel adjoins each other. There's a gap. So that would present I would eliminate that.
There's a method to go to the Board of Adjustment for all site parking.
Yeah, to my knowledge, there haven't been any that weren't immediately adjacent to each other. So
the state would have to show that they had adequate parking on their site to serve. Yeah. Is it the state or Nature Center? Nature Conservancy.
I'm not sure. If just a question.
Typically, it benefits both parties. In this instance, I don't know that the state would necessarily view it as a benefit to them.
Does the state operate the Nature Center, or is it the Nature Conservancy?
The state.
State does.
Thought it was.
Well, nothing says that people won't park there and walk over, but
vice versa.
Can't count them, but you can't count them for your purposes.
Might need an inner tube.
Okay.
But I will say for the record that the state staff at the Nature Center were anxious to have the restaurant there. So at least you'd have a couple of patrons.
Dawn Webb's been, we've spoke to her, and I don't know if she's still, I don't even know if she's still running the Nature Center. Is Dawn Webb? That was the lady that was running it at the time. And yes, she was very eager for us to have something there.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Smith.
I just had one for Mr. Lank, if I may, and I'll ask this question because we had an engineer, similar application. We had an engineer who does business with us almost all the time who really fell on his shield about this parking. Mr. Lank, are you familiar with this Talbot County firm at all in doing business?
No, not that we've had any plans submitted by them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, you mean the restoration ecological service?
Yes.
No.
And I say I asked that because we had a credentialed engineer who does business here all the time. It really fell apart on the whole parking issue. So that's all. Thank you.
Yeah. That was on an application where the
Yeah, we had,
parking was an issue. It was a subdivision application.
They took their documentation.
Oh, no, that's right.
It was a Marina restaurant.
That's right. That's right.
Their documentation was taken from the Jack Hans, which we have dealt with him a few times, more on minor subdivisions than anything else.
All right, Mr. Lank, you have any questions?
Just clarification. I had 75 to 100 seating capacity as you anticipate it. You said 12 slips for larger vessels and docks for smaller boats. And what's the magic number?
Can you repeat that?
You said 12 slips for large vessels and docks for smaller boats. And what was the number for the smaller?
I believe it's roughly 460 feet. If you look at the plan that you have there, it's the 38 small boats would just disappear.
So it's just going to be 12 large vessels.
So you won't be docking smaller boats there?
They'd primarily be commercial crab boats or the Eco Tour boats or maybe some small charter fishing boats.
So that number is 12?
I believe the total number of slips Denrec is calling somewhere between 19 and 22. Or 20, yeah, something to that effect. There is nothing in concrete with them.
We're just trying to get a record.
Trying to get.
So if you had 12 slips for larger boats, then you've got 10 for smaller vessels.
Possibly smaller vessels, but they really don't. With the dry stack there, one of the issues is they don't want us putting dock space in for smaller boats.
I know, but if I'm out in Delaware Bay and it's time for lunch, mm-hmm. I want to come in and get something to eat at your restaurant.
10 boats.
How am I going to do it?
10 boats.
Okay.
10 boats.
That's all I want to know. It's simple. Okay. That's it.
No questions. Thanks.
Alrighty. All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1841, George W. Swain?
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Steve Maston, and I'm a resident of Slaughter Beach, and I'm also on the town council. A little bit about the area that is in question. That area is a fishing village and has been a fishing village for many, many years. It supports recreational fishing, commercial businesses there, the DuPont Nature Center, which has been discussed. This project is a project that should be embraced because it creates jobs, and there will be construction jobs. Is that correct? That will be part of this project? Okay, so we anticipate some of those jobs. It promotes tourism. It will promote ecotourism on the Cedar Creek and also the Mispillion. It supports area marine activities. The restaurant will be a destination, off-road destination, good for the residents of Slaughter Beach and the city of Milford. Although the jobs, some of them will be seasonal, they're jobs, and in this market, that's what counts, it's jobs. The proposed project is no stranger to the Lighthouse Road, with marinas and restaurants that were part of her past. I would encourage the commission to recommend this project to the county council for approval. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you.
Question.
Yeah. Mr. Maston,
you speaking on behalf of yourself or the town?
I'm speaking on behalf of myself.
All right, sir. Thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in favor?
Evening. My name is Bob Walls. I belong to the Chamber of Milford, and I guess I'm speaking on behalf of myself, not for the Chamber. I was hoping Mr. Emery would be here tonight, but he had something come up he couldn't be, and he is with the Parks and Rec. This particular project we're talking about tonight would be a great asset to downtown Milford. We have a lot of small stores, and we're trying to rejuvenate downtown Milford, and it would be a great asset to that because of the tours come up there. It's already been mentioned. There is... Mr. Emery is willing to step up to the plate and build a dock there for the boats the Ego Tour to come up the Mississippian, unload there. We have now in the city of Milford, we have also the river walk and where he would dock the boat, you can walk right up down right downtown from this boat dock. So I guess the speaking for myself as a resident of the city of Milford, or thereabout, it would be a great opportunity to help us downtown. So again, I'm not speaking for Mr. Ramirez, I'm not speaking for the chamber, I'm speaking on behalf of myself. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
My name's Charles Allman. I own the adjacent two properties aside of this project, the commercial fishing docks and packing house and the old steel lighthouse. They also have a cabin across the street from it. Going back for the use of this place, I grew up down there at 6 or 7 years old before Walt owned this property. I was a kid and put boats in. I seen the weak fish run and all this. And what Walt and Mr. Russo are doing is nothing different than what was there before. I'm in favor of this project because it'll be good. It'll help the property values down there. It'll help Slaughter Beach. That whole area is just drained dead. There's nothing new, nothing great, nothing trying to build anybody's business. Their shore erosion will protect everybody's property on the other side just from them protecting their property. It can't do anything but help that area, increase values, bring people, bring business. I mean, it's something Slaughter Beach has needed for a long time to promote growth. There's nothing bad about this project. Talking to the residents right around there, I can speak for a lot of them. Nobody's opposing this project. It's something that's real needed for this part of the island. It's just run down. And with no maintenance on the property, it just gets eaten away every storm. When someone invests some money, they're going to invest and protect what they got, which protects the rest of our properties. It can't do nothing but good. So I ask this council to approve it. They've been through the mill, and I've having what I have down there, I've been right their same shoes with people trying to stop you right to the day you drive the first pile. So I just ask the council to approve their plans and let them get on with it. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1841? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. And we will recess for 5 minutes.